The truck bombs flattened hundreds of homes, trapping hundreds of people in the rubble. The director of operations for the senior military staff in Washington, Lieutenant General Carter Hamm, told a Pentagon news conference U.S. forces are helping with search and recovery efforts in the wake of the attacks and are providing medical treatment and supplies. He says they are also working with Iraqi authorities to determine who is responsible.
We don't yet know who did it, but it certainly has the markings of an Al-Qaeda in Iraq type of attack. They've made it known that they wish to attack non-Muslims, and so that may be a part of this. It may be part, it is just their nature to attack innocent and vulnerable targets as an effort, I suppose, to convey that there isn't security across the country.
Aido Baba Sheikh, Iraq's presidential advisor for Yazidian affairs, says this bombing is another example of Islamic extremists trying to incite violence among religious groups in Iraq.
We think that this crime is not against Yazidians, it is against all the communities of the Iraqi society and Iraqi community, and against all humanity in this region.
Hadi Ali with the Kurdistan Islamic Union says this attack fits the Sunni militant pattern of trying to spark fighting among different groups.
Just look at how they work. They set off many explosions in Baghdad and Kirkuk and other places. They always find an excuse to attack.
Officials are concerned about increased tensions between Yazidi and Muslims in northern Iraq. The military presence in these areas has been increased and a curfew set in place. Brian Padden in Erbil, VOA News.